Right before this episode starts, if you want to enter in a giveaway for a $100 to $200 mic, go vote for me for the Rode and Anchor competition. We're trying to get to 100 votes, so that ensures that the giveaway happens. So if you want to win a microphone, vote for me and tell everyone that you know to also vote as well. The link is in the episode notes. What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of Hype Life. So in this episode, we are going to be going over the collections that Kim Jones has done in Louis Vuitton. Let's get right to it. So there's actually four main collections I think is probably one of his most notable. Now, let's start with the first one. So we're actually going to start first with his last collection. So there's kind of two last collections that he did. Technically a third one, but it's kind of confusing before he left Louis Vuitton. So the first one we're going to be looking at now is the Upside Down collection. There's many different items on this list, but we'll start with a key haul. So basically, the Upside Down is this neon Upside Down LV logo. It's very cool. He made it on different bags, like backpacks. He made it on wallets, and I really, really, really like it. I mean, he's made it on a lot of items, wallets, like I said. He made it on some shoes also, which I think is really cool. But the coolest thing about this is kind of caving his way into, giving Virgil the spotlight, because this is very, very bright colors with that neon light to it, which I think is really, really cool. But not only that, but when Virgil came over, then he started adding, again, a lot of bright colors. Virgil really likes bright colors, and it's very nice to see that he's adding bright colors into his collections, kind of being him, right? And I really think, like, any of these, like, artistic directors, they really, really, I really like when they, like, let's say I know, like, a little bit about them, you know, what their style is. It's really nice to see that in their work, instead of seeing, you know, someone else's, them trying to be someone else. So, going to this collection, I believe this one was the last collection. It's either this one or the next one we're going to be reviewing. But, yeah, we're going to go through all the items individually, talking about each of them individually. But, yes, I personally, going into this, I really like this collection. I don't like all the items, just preference, because I probably wouldn't use a lot, but, I wouldn't use all of them, but I definitely like how he did this. And, I mean, last impressions do count, not as much as first impressions, but I definitely think it is very strong going out like this, and it's kind of sad, but Kim Jones has done a lot in 7 years. But anyway, let's stop talking and let's get back to talking. let's talk about each one of his items in this collection. Let's talk about the first one, which is the Keep Haul. Now, if you don't know what a Keep Haul is, it's just a Louis Vuitton does kind of different terms, but it's basically just a duffel bag. Just picture a duffel bag, and people worldwide, it's a Keep Haul. You probably, if you're in Europe, you probably have heard of the Keep Haul, just because I know that Louis Vuitton is really, really big. Yes, all around the world, but I definitely think around, you know, in France, in the Europe. So let's look at the Keep Haul. So, I mean, first impressions is, I really like the Keep Haul of, Louis Vuitton, their thing is literally the Keep Haul. And I think I'm going to make an episode, that just reminded me, I'm going to make an episode of all the Keep Hauls they have done, because I definitely think that it definitely deserves another episode, because I just like all of, you know, the upside, you know, like the, I mean, not just up the Upside Down Keep Haul, but all of them in total. I think it's just really nice. But yeah, let's look at it. So basically it has an LV print on the outside in the background, but then on top is a Upside Down LV, and then down below it says Have a Vuitton Day. Very, very nice collection. This is just one of them that I think is just something very, very cool that he did right before he left. So there's neon, kind of like this reddish orange zippers all throughout. There's you know, that neon red that's really, really cool. But there's also that, there's grays, there's dark blues, there's a lot of colors going into this, which I really like that they, you know, put a lot of colors and a lot of time and effort into this. But let's look at the prices. So the last sale was $2,700, but the retail was $2,300. So this person bought it only $500 above. And it's very complicated what, you know, like the resale value of Louis Vuitton. It just really matters of, like, you know, like how much is it, like, worth, right? And so I definitely think $500 above is just a really nice place to be as a reseller, but also as a buyer, that's not a bad deal. I know people that are selling this key ball for like $5,000 to $10,000. Right now, the lowest ask is $3,700. There's only been one sale, and a lot of these resale Louis Vuitton items, such as like these, doesn't really resell just because, you know, they're a designer company, right? And it's very unique. But yeah, this bag has only had one resell, the 50-inch one. So they do different sizes. I think they did 50, 55, and sometimes 65. But yeah, so obviously it's new. Everything from StockX is new, so I really like that about them. But on the outside, it is a coated canvas, like always. The strap, so the buckle on the strap is that neon orange, but the strap itself is that really dark blue. I really like this, and I think I'm definitely going to consider getting this keepall definitely for myself. But yeah, anyway, let's go on to the next item. Okay, so the next item we're going to be looking from this collection is probably one of my favorites, the wallet. So this is the multiple wallet. It has many, many different, I believe there's, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there's about 7, 8, 9, 10, there's like 12 pockets, really cool. So in my wallet, says, you know, Louis Vuitton Paris on it, but in the, you know, where it says the company name and whatever, like made in France, that's in also neon orange. So this is a very cool wallet that I will get one day because I really, really like this. So on the back says, have a Vuitton day. But the really cool thing about the neon is it really looks like it's like reflecting onto the wallet. It's really, really cool how he made it like this. It's not just red. It has that kind of like that effect to it that I really like. And I really like this wallet just because it has a lot more personality to it. Now they didn't make a pocket organizer, and I really like pocket organizers, the Louis Vuitton pocket organizers, because they are very, very slim. But this is what I would probably buy, and I can just put it in my backpack, for example. So let's look at how much this one goes for. A lot. So basically, it was $590, which is, I believe, about base price. And now the last sale was right under $900. This one has 6 sales, and I'm kind of confused. And I know like a lot of Louis Vuitton does not normally resell, but it's very interesting to see that this doesn't have a lot of sales. And to be honest with you, I just did the Dior episode today, so this will be this. This, I mean, I obviously record in the future, but the, you know, the Dior episodes were the exact same, so I'm just kind of confused on that, but it doesn't really matter. But someone's trying to sell it for $1,600, but the lowest bid right now is $900, which is good. It's only $2 over of what it was. So basically, if you look at the sales, the last sale, like, for example, there was the 898 one, but there was also this one for actually $725, which is pretty fair. I mean, that's only like $125 over retail, making it somewhat of a steal. So this one, I am definitely going to get this wallet, definitely in the future. I definitely have to get the upside down LV. But anyway, yeah, let's go on to our last, the last item. And by the way, when I kind of meant to say, I'm just going to go to like the highlights of this collection. Not everyone, because there is a lot. So the last one we're going to be going over is the Apollo backpack. So this one is very cool. I'm not a big fan of the Apollo backpack, but this one is probably one of my favorite. You see, this one is very, very cool of how they designed it. Like the keyhole, it's basically the same. Now let's look at the pricing though. So the retail was actually $2,400, which is pretty basic. I mean, not the price, but it's normally that much. And the lasso was actually $3,700, making it like, I believe like $1,300 over retail, which is a lot of money. But the highest bid right now is $1,700, which definitely won't go through just because of the last sale. And this backpack has been sold only 3 times. Price premium is only like 50%, and the average sale price is $2,800. So basically, I really like this. I really like this in this whole collection, but I'm very iffy about the backpack, but I'm pretty sure in the end of the day, I'm probably going to pick it up. I really like the bright colors. That's the one thing that I very, very much do admire about this backpack. And really what makes this, you know, collection very special. And I just think it's a really, really nice, you know, just piece to add, the Apollo backpack, because I know a lot of designers do not go on the Apollo backpack, but Kim Jones decided to do something very new. Let's go on to the next collection. And actually, right before we do that, we're going to be heading toward a break. So actually, this is actually going to be our last collection of this episode, which is the Kim Jones Supreme collaboration. So in this collection, there's a lot unpacked. There is, if you go on StockX, there's 3 pages worth of stuff. There's like, so, trying to count in my mind real quick. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff in here. Actually, I thought I said earlier on there's like 40 to 50. I think there's near 100. actually, no, 89 items. So there's about 89 Supreme and Louis Vuitton. So we're just going to go over kind of, just kind of like the signature. There's some other stuff that's not as notable, but there's a lot of, there's a decent amount of wallets in here. So we're just going to kind of sum it up in one. So let's go through the first section of, you know, items. There's kind of different sections. There's like a baseball section, there's wallet section, you know, airport section. You know, Anyway, let's go on to actually kind of the nicer stuff, basically, you know, the key pulls, the wallets, and the belts. So, first, the wallets, there's a black colorway, and then there's the white, and then red colorway. Now, I do like the red and white colorway for some, but others, I do like the black colorway. So the keyhole, it does have Supreme right on it, and then a little tiny logo has the LV right under the E. And most of these items, I mean, all of the wallets are in epi leather. I'm just going to point that out. But yeah, let's go through some. For example, I'm going to go over the pocket organizer. Just really like it. Now, it's a bunch of money. You know, a bunch of money. What am I talking about? It's a lot of money. So, you know how I said that, you know, like, the Kim Jones Indian collection, it was, like, $800, and that was rare. Now, this is, the last it was $15, so kind of getting the idea of where this collection is going. So, this is a very, very cool wallet, and I do like the Epi leather. The Epi leather is very, very unique and something different from any company, of course, in any type of way. So, that's, kind of the one wallet. There's also a pocket organizer. There's a card. There's a card holder, which comes in black and red. There's also, you know, second wallet, which is the cylinder wallet. There's cylinder wallet and then the multiple wallet. The cylinder wallet in this collaboration is black. So the Supreme logo, it says Supreme all throughout, but the Supreme is black, like kind of a darker black. And then the leather outside of that is a lighter black, kind of making that Supreme kind of infant sense, so kind of standing out. There's also belts. Now I'm gonna go with the red one. I really don't like the brown one. The brown one just doesn't. I feel like they could have left that one out. But the red one is very, very nice. So it has the Supreme and Louis Vuitton print over it. Just basically, it's LV, and then there's Supreme on it. And this comes in many different sizes. Let me go, like, act like I'm going to buy it. So, there's the 80, 80 and 32, 85, 34, 90, 36, 95, 38, 100, 40, 105, 42. When I'm saying the two numbers, I'm just saying they're, like, together, not separate. The 110 / 44. 120 and then 48. So there's a four different. And there's a lot. They did make this collection really big. Like, for example, the Supreme box flippers we're gonna go over in a bit. Those, there's a lot of sizes. I believe it goes to extra, extra, extra large. Very, very something that, I mean, obviously they haven't done. But yeah, definitely gonna get the Louis Vuitton Supreme red belt. I definitely think it's very, very nicer than the brown. But yeah, anyway, let's go on kind of the last of this section, and then we can go on to the next section. So let's get into it. So they also came out with keychains. And there's just kind of like one that's a red epic leather. And I just kind of add in this like formal, just because, you know, you can put like a key car on, key chain on. A key, you know, multiple keys on the keychain. That's what a keychain's for. You know, like a car key and whatnot, right? So, but yeah, that's kind of it for this section. Let's go on to the next one. Alright, so the next collection we're going to be focusing on is the small accessory bags collection. Now, we did go over a couple bags, but these are the accessory bags. So, I'm talking about, you know, smaller bags, side bags, stuff like that. So, there's kind of three main things we're going to be focusing on. So, let's start off with the first one, which is kind of like the Polo series. So, they did create multiple different designs, and this is called the Polo backpack, Apollo. Basically, picture kind of like an army camo, just without a bunch of color here and there. There's kind of three main colors, and they're kind of very widely spread out on it. It's definitely different than camo, but it is definitely similar to that camo vibe. So, and also, if you look really closely to it, there is the Supreme and LV monogram in the background. So in this collection, basically they created this bag, which is really cool, that also has a light brown. And remember from last collection, I was saying how there's a light brown tag. They also did that in the front of the bag, saying Supreme on it. This is a very, very cool backpack. Now, it does go for definitely a bit of money. The last sale was right under $4,000. Pretty crazy. But let me tell you, it does look pretty nice. It's definitely a smaller bag. Meaning I probably wouldn't get this bag. Definitely not, just because of its small. I really like bigger bags, right? But definitely smaller bags are for other people, definitely not me. But again, it is a very, very cool print. They put on many different bags, which a lot of these bags are kind of the smaller bag section, definitely smaller than a regular backpack. But they also did put it on a smaller key pull, which again is a new item that they never released. And there's actually a couple items in here that is very new to Louis Vuitton. So let's go on to the next bag, which is, hold up. All right, so the next bag is the shoulder bag. Now, they came out with two different larger sizes now. The smaller size actually goes for more money, which is kind of surprising, but it is, I definitely think it is very, very, it's definitely more, nicer than, the bigger bag. I really like it better. I'm definitely going to get in the future. I'm either going to get the red one, but they also came out with a black version, which I think I'm going to get the red one on here, to be honest with you. Well, black one is also really, really nice. So this one is a smaller bag. You can fit your phone in there. You can fit, you know, like a phone, a wallet, which is perfect for me, obviously. And I definitely think this is very worth it. And I think this is very cool because, again, this is also very rare. It goes for, I mean, last sale was $6,000. I know that's a lot of money. But, again, I believe this person paid a bit too much. So let me run down prices. So before the $6,000 price, then there was the $4,000 one, $3,700, $4,500, and then $4,000. I'm willing to pay a good amount of money. So the retail is $1,700, by the way. But I'm definitely able to pay probably twice as much. So anywhere from $36,000 to $4,000, I would easily, I would happily pay $3,000 for this bag. And I know for some people watching this, that is crazy. But again, I really like this bag. I don't know. I definitely think it is definitely worth my money. But again, you can have your own preferences, whatever. But anyway, let me go on to actually the next bag. And also, this also has a shoulder strap also that's red. It's definitely a red bag. But yeah, let's go on to the next one, which is the bigger version. This one I don't think I'm going to get. It's not as, I don't really like it as much, but just picture a bigger version of the last one. Now, this one is very different. So the retail was 24, right? You know, two times as much almost. But the last one was $3,300, which is a definitely a bit of money. It's definitely, I believe this is the lowest, yeah, this is the lowest it's ever sold for. Again, there's only four sales in the last year. So I think there's around maybe 40 sales in total for this on StockX. But again, I look on StockX just because, I mean, number one, it's reliable, the data, but also it is, definitely the largest kind of hype selling wear that you can find. A lot of people shop on there. So this is kind of leaving off the bags, but a little bit more context. There's also a front pouch that including to the bigness of the normal pouch that you'll see in the inside pouch, but there's also an outside pouch as long that the that's kind of one of the advantages of having this bag over the smaller bag. But again, the smaller bag looks nicer, and it's kind of crazy, but sometimes this happens where the smaller bag has a larger price than, you know, the bigger bag. And this is kind of one of those cases that I'm definitely seeing. So there's nothing else to say, but let's go on to our next section. And actually, again, right before that, we're gonna head into our last break, and then you're ad free for the rest of this episode. Let's head into a quick break, and then I will see you back. So actually, this is actually gonna be our last collection of this episode, which is the Kim Jones Supreme collaboration. So in this collection, there's a lot unpacked. If you go on StockX, there's three pages worth of stuff. Trying to count in my mind real quick. There's a lot of stuff in here. I thought I said earlier on there's like 40 to 50. I think there's near 100. 89 items. So there's about 89 Supreme and Louis Vuitton. So we're just going to go over kind of We're going to go over just kind of like the signature. There's some other stuff that's not as notable, but there's a lot of, there's a decent amount of waltz in here. So we're just going to kind of sum it up in one. And yeah, so let's go through the first section of, you know, items. There's kind of different sections. There's like a baseball section. There's wallet section, you know, airport section, you know, da da da. Anyway. Let's go on to actually kind of the nicer stuff, basically, you know, the key pauls, the wallets, and the belts. So, first, the wallets, there's a black colorway, and then there's the white, and then red colorway. Now, I do like the red and white colorway for some, but others, I do like the black colorway. So the key ball, it does have Supreme right on it, and then a little tiny logo has the LV right under the E. And most of these items, I mean, all of the wallets are in epi leather. I'm just going to point that out. But yeah, let's go through some. For example, I'm going to go over the pocket organizer. Just really like it. Now, it's a bunch of money, you know. A bunch of money. What am I talking about? It's a lot of money. So, you know how I said that, you know, like, the Kim Jones Indian collection, it was, like, $800, and that was rare. Now, this is, last it was 15, so kind of getting the idea of where this collection is going. So, this is a very, very cool wallet, and I do like the Epi leather. The Epi leather is very, very unique and something different from any company, of course, in any type of way. So, that's, kind of the one wallet. There's also a pocket organizer. There's a card. There's a card holder, which comes in black and red. There's also, you know, second wallet, which is the cylinder wallet. There's cylinder wallet and then the multiple wallet. The cylinder wallet in this collaboration is black. So the Supreme logo, it says Supreme all throughout, but the Supreme is black, like kind of a darker black. And then the leather outside of that is a lighter black, kind of making that Supreme kind of infant sense, so kind of standing out. There's also belts. Now I'm gonna go over the red one. I really don't like the brown one. The brown one just doesn't, I feel like they could have left that one out. But the red one is very, very nice. So it has the Supreme and Louis Vuitton print over it. Just basically it's LV, and then there's Supreme on it. And this comes in many different sizes. Let me go, like, act like I'm gonna buy it. So there's the 80 and 32, 85, 34, 90, 36, 95, 38, 100, 40, 105, 42. When I'm saying the two numbers, I'm just saying they're like together, not separate. The 110/44, 120, and then 48. So there's a four different, and there's a lot. They did make this collection really big. Like, for example, the Supreme box logos we're going to go over in a bit, those, there's a lot of sizes. I believe it goes to extra, extra, extra large. Very, very, something that, I mean, obviously they haven't done. But yeah, definitely going to get the Louis Vuitton Supreme red belt. I definitely think it's very, very nicer than the brown. But yeah, anyway, let's go on kind of the last of this section, and then we can go on to the next section. So let's get into it. So they also came out with keychains, and there's just kind of like one that's a red epic leather, and I just kind of add in this like formal, just because, you know, you could put like a keychain on. A key, you know, multiple keys on the keychain, that's what a keychain's for, you know, like a car key and whatnot, right? So, but yeah, that's kind of it for this section. Let's go on, to the next one. Alright, so, the next collection we're gonna be focusing on is the small accessory bags collection. Now, we did go over a couple bags, but these are the accessory bags. So I'm talking about, you know, smaller bags, side bags, stuff like that. So there's kind of three main things we're going to be focusing on. So let's start off with the first one, which is kind of like the Polo series. So they did create multiple different designs, and this is called the Polo backpack, a Polo. Basically, picture kind of like an army camo, just without a bunch of color here and there. There's kind of three main colors, and they're kind of very widely spread out on it. It's definitely different than camo, but it is definitely similar to that camo vibe. So and also, if you look really closely to it, there is the Supreme and LV monogram in the background. So in this collection, basically they created this bag, which is really cool, that also has a light brown, and you remember from last collection I was saying how there's a light brown tag. They also did that in the front of the bag, saying Supreme on it. This is a very, very cool backpack. Now, it does go for definitely a bit of money. The last sale was right under $4,000. Pretty crazy. But let me tell you, it does look pretty nice. It's definitely a smaller bag, meaning I probably wouldn't get this bag. Definitely not, just because of its small. I really like bigger bags, right? But definitely smaller bags are for other people, definitely not me. But again, it is a very, very cool print. They put on many different bags, which a lot of these bags are kind of the smaller bag section, definitely smaller than a regular backpack. But they also did put it on a smaller keepall, which again is a new item that they never released. And there's actually a couple items in here that is very new to Louis Vuitton. So let's go on to the next bag, which is, hold up. All right, so the next bag is the shoulder bag. Now, they came out with two different larger sizes. Now, the smaller size actually goes for more money, which is kind of surprising, but it is, I definitely think it is very, very, it's definitely more nicer than the bigger bag. I really like it better. I'm definitely going to get in the future. I'm either going to get the red one, but they also came out with a black version, which I think I'm going to get the red one on here, to be honest with you. The black one is also really, really nice. So this one is a smaller bag. You can fit your phone in there. You can fit, you know, like a phone, a wallet, which is perfect for me, obviously. And I definitely think this is very worth it. And I think this is very cool because, again, this is also very rare. It goes for, I mean, last sale was $6,000. I know that's a lot of money. But, again, I believe this person paid a bit too much. So let me run down prices. So before the $6,000 price, then there was the $4,000 one, $3,700, $4,500, and then $4,000. I'm willing to pay a good amount of money. So the retail is $1,700, by the way. But I'm definitely able to pay probably twice as much. So anywhere from $36,000 to $4,000, I would easily, I would happily play $3,000 for this bag. And I know for some people watching this, that is crazy. But again, I really like this bag. I don't know. I definitely think it is definitely worth my money. But again, you can have your own preferences, whatever. But anyway, let me go on to actually the next bag. And also, this also has a shoulder strap also that's red. It's definitely a red bag. But yeah, let's go on to the next one, which is the bigger version. This one I don't think I'm gonna get. It's not as, I don't really like it as much, but just picture a bigger version of the last one. Now, this one is very different. So the retail was 24, right? You know, two times as much almost. But the last one was $3,300, which is a definitely a bit of money. It's definitely, I believe this is the lowest. Yeah, this is the lowest it's ever sold for. Again, there's only four sales in the last year. So I think there's around maybe 40 sales in total for this. on StockX. But again, I look on StockX just because, I mean, number one, it's reliable on the data, but also it is definitely the largest kind of hype selling wear that you can find. A lot of people shop on there. So this is kind of leaving off the bags, but a little bit more context. There's also a front pouch that including to the bigness of the normal, the normal pouch that you'll see in the inside pouch, but there's also an outside pouch as long that the, that's kind of one of the advantages of having this bag, over the smaller bag. But again, the smaller bag looks nicer, and it's kind of crazy, but sometimes this happens where the smaller bag or has a larger price than, you know, the bigger bag. And this is kind of one of those cases that I'm definitely seeing. So so there's nothing else to say, but let's go on to our next section. And again, right before that, we're going to head into our last break, and then you're ad-free for the rest of this episode. Let's head into a quick break, and then I will see you back. Welcome back from the break. So let's move on to our last two sections. One is accessories, and the second is box logos. Now, there's two box logos, so let's go on the box logos first. So the first box logo is very, very nice. It's probably one of my favorite is the t-shirt. It's a white t-shirt, and then in the center, it's, you know, the classic Supreme box logo, but except just for the Supreme on there. There's also the Louis Vuitton monogram in the background. This is very, very sick, and I'm definitely going to pick it up in the future. It is probably, a lot of people say it's very, very comfortable, and yeah, so there's a lot of sizes. Now, I don't know why they did this, but there's actually an XXXXXL, so 1, 2, 5 XXL, so I don't know why they did it, and then they also did an extra, extra small. So for example, if I was gonna get this, I would get this in probably a large. So, wow, okay. Let's say the last sale was like $1,700. But the lowest cost right now is $15. Sure, it's a shirt, right? But think about this way. A lot of people don't know, but even Louis Vuitton shirts will last you forever. And it's a lot of it is because of how quality it is. They use cotton in it, but the way they bind it together to make the shirt is a very, very lengthy process. That's why it's a lot of money. The next one on our second last, part to this podcast is the second box logo that came out. This one is very, literally, I'm not gonna get this one. This one is very, very, very flashy. I don't really like it as much because it has LV logo all over it, and then in bright red Supreme logo in the bottom. I mean, the whole thing is red and white, and it's really crazy how, I don't know, I feel like this looks, actually, I've seen this on people, and it looks a lot better, definitely in person, but I definitely think it is too flashy for me. Let's go on to our last section of this collaboration. Alright, so the last section we're going to be going on is the small accessories. Well, there's some accessories, but they did actually release a bunch of dice keychains. This has, it's a keychain, but there's red dice in the keychain. Kind of, it's like a glass container that has it, which I think is really, really cool. But also they did create a pocket knife key, which is basically a pocket knife, but it has Louis Vuitton and Supreme. There's a big LV in the center, kind of very enlarged with a small Supreme logo. They also created mini luggage tags, and they also created the the keychain also in brown. So that's kind of some of like the smaller ones. They also created like a light brown in Supreme, light brown Supreme in Louis Vuitton keychain. They also did. You also did trunks. They did this giant trunk. I mean, it's life size basically. And the trunk is actually obviously it's a lot of money. Because of one main thing, because this is actually only available for certain LV, like for the LV very, very important club, or it's the VIP club, which is very exclusive. But they also did create an iPhone 7 case. They did create multiple cases, but they like to do some box cases. It's kind of like a, it looks like a box, but it is also a case. They did an iPhone 7 because this did release 3 years ago when the iPhone 7 released. And they've been doing that thing ever since. So, for example, the latest collections have the, you know, iPhone, you know, 12 and whatnot. But, yeah. Also, the last one that we're going to go over is the skateboard deck. This is the LV and Supreme skateboard. This is very notorious. This is probably... I mean, it is literally very, very, very cool, and it's very, very unique. I really, really like it because of its uniqueness, and also a lot of people are liking this, and I believe it sold for $100,000. But anyway, that is the episode of Hype Life. So if you did like this, if you do want to do this, it would help a lot to this podcast. If you do want to share this to a friend, so we can get to that 1,000 views quicker, so we can do, you know, giveaways on Instagram and also on this podcast. So definitely, if you are new to this podcast, if you do want to have insider, extra information about this podcast, you can go and, you know, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Hype Life Podcast, and it should be one of the first results. So as always, this is the end of the episode. We're gonna come back later on and basically go behind Kim Jones and see what he has gone through in his past life, I guess you could say, releasing Tuesday. I believe it's going to be like a 15 to 20 minute episode. So I will see you then.